This is the Tiger 102.75.
Thailand's governmental pharmaceutical organization has begun researching how to develop medicines from marijuana in acknowledgement of evidence that the outlawed substance has health-enhancing properties. It's also seeking to initiate a legal amendment that would permit cannabis for medicinal use, possibly by May next year. GPO Chairman Dr. Sopon Mekdon yesterday said that with the prospect of marijuana being legalized in certain circumstances, his organization had begun work with the Food and Drug Administration and Narcotic Suppression Bureau to launch a research project on developing and mass-producing medicines from marijuana. The Narcotic Suppression Bureau has already given 100 kilograms of seized marijuana to the GPO as raw materials for their research. Seven Phuket police were called to acknowledge the charge of intent to murder. More evidence has also been collected. The Cheung Chalet Police Station yesterday, a team of investigators, including police prosecutors and representatives from the Lawyers Council, spoke to the seven police. Four of them were from the Phuket City Police Station, three from the Cheung Chalet Police Station. They've all been questioned after being charged with intent to murder over the shooting death of a 29-year-old. The body of a man identified as 29-year-old Krisanapong Krujan from Phuket was found in the driver's seat of a pickup after police shot him in Cheung Chalet after they were able to stop his car. Police claimed at the time the man had attempted to pull a gun on them. Police shot first, killing him. You can read about the latest in that story at thetiger.com. And the bodies of a British man and his Thai wife were found buried over 2 meters deep in the garden of their property in Prah. The couple went missing back on September the 19th. The 64-year-old man and his 61-year-old Thai wife were found buried behind a creek on their land. The authorities had earlier dug to a lesser depth on the same spot 2 days after the couple's friend told police she couldn't contact them. Police and rescue workers dug at the same spot yesterday morning and found their bodies lying in water seeping from the creek. Three people have now been arrested over the murder and allegedly confessed. You can read about the whole tawdry affair at thetiger.com. We'll keep you up to date. Prime Minister Chanuchar isn't ruling out the possibility of him joining civilian politics with the election fast approaching. He's insisting that cabinet members also could do the same as long as it was not illegal, shrugging off criticism that his power could affect the way the election turns out. The remarks came in response to news that some cabinet members might join the pro-junta Palang Parachat party. The PM said that they were free to do that to help the party and it wouldn't do any harm. Despite the undemocratic access to power, Prayut claims his administration is now widely accepted by the international community and questioned whether elected governments could have done anything better. Prayut says he'll have to study all the new laws to see if it was possible for him to join politics before he makes a final decision. The government hasn't granted intellectual rights to the rescue of the Mupar football team and their coach to any filmmakers, despite several reports saying that Universal Pictures had secured deals with the Australian divers and the football team. A committee tasked with handling the intellectual rights for the epic Tam Luang Cave rescue story has been set up comprising officials from the Culture, Tourism, Foreign and Human Development Ministries, and it also includes reputable names from the Thai film industry. Earlier, Deadline News reported that a film will be produced by Dana Brunetti and Michael De Luca, who have big hits like 50 Shades of Grey, Captain Phillips and The Social Network under their belts. However, the panels insisted that it hasn't given the studio the rights to produce a film on the children's ordeal and quoted the coach as saying that he too has not accepted any such deals. And van operators and passengers are blasting the Department of Land Transport's decision to decommission vans older than 10 years, saying the policy will be detrimental to public transport. One 48-year-old van operator said, "How do you expect to maintain the same number of vehicles when one van costs around 1.8 million baht while a minibus costs 3 million baht? She said that whilst the government have offered loan schemes, it's ultimately just another government policy which we'll have to pay for. The Department of Land Transport has confirmed its plans in response to claims from van drivers stating that 1,800 vans countrywide will be decommissioned by the end of the month. The DLT will now only register new minibuses in a bid to increase road safety measures.